Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music each week, Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1, from WEHC. That's the radio station at Emory and Henry College, and we're your college and community station. You can find us at 90.7 on your FM dial. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love. I only play songs I love, and I look on this kind of as a legacy of my choices of over several years of songs I love. And so when I add one, I feel I'm acknowledging it as having passed some sort of filter that fits my personal preferences. So every song in here has passed that filter. The next song is one I only was able to play part of at the end of last week's show. It's There You Go by Alan Jackson. And it's just got a nice feel to it. And I think it's his advice to someone recovering from a broken heart.
Starting over again's a bit like dancing. You just need someone to lead and take it slow. So lay your head on my shoulder. Let me hold you close. That's it. There you go. There you go. You're doing fine. Take each day like a step, one at a time. Put one foot in front of the other, and the next thing you know, that's it. There you go. Every day is like a new beginning. One door opens while another starts to close. But just slip your arms around me, 'cause life's a dance, don't you know? That's it. There you go. There you go. You're doing fine. Take each day like a step, one at a time. Put one foot in front of the other, and the next thing you know, that's it. There you go. I know how it feels to have your heart crushed like the wings of a butterfly, but you gotta try. So just hold on tight. Put one foot in front of the other, and the next thing you know, you're dancing. There you go. That's it. There you go.
There you go. By Alan Jackson. Well, next up is one of the new songs I'm going to tell you about a little bit, because it's kind of, like many of the songs I play, enigmatic, hard to figure out. So I'm going to read you what the author of the song said, one of his statements, then I'll read you the song, and then after that, I'll play it. The song is called How to Save a Life. The man who wrote it, this is a statement he made. Well, there's a group home here in Denver called Shelterwood, and it takes in teens who've had a tough time. Their parents don't want to send them to jail, but they can't keep track of them themselves. A friend of mine was actually the president for that particular school, and he asked Joe and I to come up for one of their weekend retreats. I was paired up with one boy in particular. His story was just amazing. All the relationships that he had put at risk because of the decisions he had made and eventually losing the relationships. The cost of his lifestyle and his choices, the kind of relating them to my own life and my own stories, seeing all the relationships I threatened for one reason or another, it was really an inspiring weekend. So the author was inspired by his work with a young man who he tried to help. Really, he wasn't too successful in trying to deal with the problem. It's a kind of a messy situation that the singer is writing about. And I'll read you some of the verses. How to save a life. Step one, you say, we need to talk. He walks, you say, sit down, it's just a talk. He smiles politely back at you. You stare politely right on through. Some sort of window to your right, and he goes through left, and you stay right. Between the lines of fear and blame, you begin to wonder why you came. Where did I go wrong? I lost a friend somewhere along in the bitterness, and I would have stayed up with you all night had I known how to save a life. Let him know that you know best, because after all, you do know best. Try to slip past his defense without granting innocence. Lay down a list of what is wrong, the things you've told him all along. Pray to God he hears you, and I pray to God he hears you. And where did I go wrong? I lost a friend somewhere along in the bitterness, and I would have stayed up with you all night had I known how to save a life. So this is the tune. It's called How to Save a Life, and the singer is a group called The Fray, and this is from a personal experience of one of the writers.
Step one, you say we need to talk. He walks, you say sit down, it's just a talk. He smiles politely back at you. You stare politely right on through. Some sort of window to your right. As he goes left and you stay right. Between the lines of fear and blame, you begin to wonder why you came. Where did I go wrong? I lost a friend somewhere along in the bitterness, and I put out the past his defense without granting innocence. Lay down a list of what is wrong, things you told him all along. Pray to God he hears you, and pray to God he hears you.
Later.
How to Save a Life by The Fray. I like the music. What happens is I'm on a treadmill, and this radio station is playing with these pop tunes, most of which either I ignore or they offend me. And about every, 20th one, something on that order, I'll say, hey, I like that. And I'll hop off and grab my iPhone and press Shazam and try and catch it. And some days I don't hear anything I like. In fact, most days I don't hear anything I like enough to put on the show. But that one was one, and here comes another one. This one's called I'm Yours by Jason Mraz. It's from 2005. It was a popular song of his. I just liked it. It's a love song.
Tried to be chill, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my best. This and nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Just to try to see it clearer, but my breath fogged up the glass, and so I drew a new face and I laughed. I guess what I'll be saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you'll find that the sky is yours. So please don't, please don't, please don't. There's no need here to complicate, 'cause our time is short. This, oh, this, oh, this is our fate.
That was I'm Yours by Jason Mraz from 2005. We're going on now to something a little more traditional. This is Don't Stop Believing by Journey, 1981. Interesting song. I like it a lot. I just heard it. I hadn't heard it in years, and I heard it the other day and wanted to put it on the show. Here's a quote. Let's see. Mike DeGangi of AllMusic has described Don't Stop Believing as a perfect rock song and an anthem featuring one of the best opening keyboard riffs in rock. It's one of the best, one of the top-selling catalog tracks in digital history. I also read that it was the, I think, the most downloaded tune on iTunes. So that's a pretty good recommendation. That was at one point. Maybe it's since lost that honor. In any case, this is a classic rock song from 1981 by a group, American rock group called Journey. Don't Stop Believing by Journey. Well, next is a more recent one. This one's from 2010. It's called Heart of My Own. And I ran into it a few months ago. It's by a woman named Basia Bulat, who has a fantastic voice. And it's, again, a more pop modern song than I often play, but one I like a lot.
Under that burning ether that falls down on these walls, burning my arms, I've been alone. What a sad lie you. For every word I could undo, I've been uncrossed and I've been untrue. I've been the thorn, I've been the heart, but the heart of my own burned it down alone. The light in your verse and the shadow between, the way that I was when I used to know. If I go, what do I hold? Oh, the maid or the mother I'll be, only the loom and a thread of wool. It is work to be dancing out here tomorrow, a minute, the empty bones.
Heart of My Own by Basia Bulat. Well, nothing like a change of pace. Well, I used to, as I've mentioned before, I often sang in New York City with a group of people called the Pinewoods Folk Music Club. Very informal get-togethers and group songs and a lot of laughing. One weekend, one of my friends, Saul Weber, brought in this particular song. And a beautiful arrangement of it, pretty much the arrangement that you're going to hear, and asked one of my good friends, Abe Rushwitz, to sing bass on the song, which, oh, I was hurt. I wanted to sing bass on the song, although Abe was a better singer than me, and he didn't need two basses. But, so I wanted to play the song for you. I don't have a recording of it that I can find from that concert, but I found one on the internet. Oddly enough, it's by a foreign group from Eastern Europe, But they do the harmonies right. They do the, even though they don't have the natural gospel rhythm I would want to go with this song, the music is so strong and the parts are so strong, by the end I feel they do have it somewhat. At the beginning they sound kind of professional and chopped, but as the music takes over, they get the spirit. I happen to like this arrangement in this song a lot.
Soon I will be done with the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world.
Soon I will be done,
soon I will be done with the troubles of the world, going home to live with God.
Soon I will be done
with the troubles of the world,
yes,
the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world.
Soon I will be done,
soon I will be done with the troubles of the world, going home to live with God.
Soon I will be
done with the troubles of the world, yes, the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world.
Soon
I will be done with the troubles of the world, home to live with God.
Soon
I will be done with the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world.
Soon
I will be done with the troubles of the world, going home to live with God.
Soon
I will be done with the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world.
That was Soon I Will Be Done, and the artist I have listed is Gospel Train, but I got it off the internet, so if you really wanted to hear it again, you could go to the internet and look up Soon I Will Be Done and find this version. Well, that was a change, and now we're going back to some of the more recent stuff. This is from 2013 by Sam Smith. It's called Lay Me Down. Released several times and kind of flirted with the charts. It the first time out, it didn't make it to the top 100, and then it sort of went up to 46, and it went back down. And another version of it by a guy named John Legend went to number one. I'll have to look for that version. But I do like this version. So this is Lay Me Down by Sam Smith, and it's fairly modern.
Yes, I do. I believe that one day I will be where I was, right there. Right next to you. And it's hard, the day just seems so dark. The moon, the stars, and nothing without you. Your touch, your skin, where do I begin? No words can explain the way I'm missing you tonight. This emptiness, this hole that I'm inside. These tears, they tell their own story. Told me not to cry when you were gone. But the feeling's overwhelming, it's much too strong. Can I lay by your side next to you? Can't be with you tonight. Can you hear my call? This hurt that I've been through, I'm missing you like crazy. Told me not to cry when you were gone, but the feeling's overwhelming, it's much too strong. Can I lay by your side next to you?
That was Lay Me Down by Sam Smith. Well, now we're going definitely back into something closer to my roots in this show. This is called Mary Danced with Soldiers. It's sung by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and Emmylou Harris. And it's from an album, Will the Circle Be Unbroken, Volume 2. I have Volume 1, and I probably have most of the songs in Volume 2, but I don't actually own that volume, and I will soon. Will the Circle Be Unbroken is truly one of the great classic albums of all time in my book. It collects my favorite kinds of songs, and it has all sorts of wonderful, well-known artists on it. This particular album, the Will the Circle Be Unbroken number 2, from which we're going to play the song Mary Dance with Soldiers, was put out in 1989, 17 years after the first one. And it includes some of the following artists: Johnny Cash, Roseanne Cash, Emmylou Harris, Michael Martin Murphy, Ricky Skaggs, Earl Scruggs, Vassar Clements, Roy Acuff. So it's, John, not to mention other artists. Anyway, it's got a lot of good stuff on it. And this particular song is another one of those ones that kind of leaves you hanging a little bit. You think you know what's happened. I think Mary, to save her children and earn a living, worked in a dance hall for soldiers of the enemy. I think that's what's going on. And later in the song, I think the local people get even with her. Dance with soldiers may be a euphemism. Perhaps Mary worked and did other things there. But in any case, it's a poignant song, and she did what she did because she had to.
One. Two, three, four. She'd slip away each day with a dimming light, and with the sweetest smile she'd kiss the child goodnight. At the mill she'd work her fingers till they were for the sake of her son and the daddy he never saw.
Mary danced the soldiers, she stepped a light quadrille, shawl across her shoulders to keep away the chill.
sweep away the chill. It was a rebel boy who brought her joy, they say. Though the years had passed, the memories had passed each day. Before a bullet crushed the life of their old man, he gave her a shawl and a parasol from. Merry dance the soldiers, she stepped the light quadrille, shawl across her shoulders, to keep away the chill, to keep away the chill.
Merry Dance with Soldiers by Emmylou Harris and the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. That speaks to me. Well, next up is another song that talks to me, and this one's a very different song. I have to ask your patience to listen to it. It's not much of a song. There's not much of a tune to it. It's a story, and it's told by Eric Boggle. He wrote this song, and I believe I read that he actually talked to an old man who told him some of these things, and Eric made it into a song. The story is about an old worker, an old man, a farmer in Australia who led a pretty rough life, had some tragedies happen in his time, and now he's looking back on it, and he's saying, now I'm easy. You know, horrible things happen, but now I'm easy as I get old. And I think that's true. I think that happens to some of us. It's happening to me a little bit. I've had some tragedies in my life, and some of them are, I can say, now I'm easy. But not all of them. So he's gone a little step further than I have. So this is Eric Boggle, and I ask your indulgence to try and listen to the words. It's a man telling a story more than a song.
For nearly 60 years I've been a cocky of droughts and fires and floods. I've lived through plenty. This country's dust and mud have seen my tears and blood, but it's nearly over now. And now I'm easy. I married a fine girl when I was 20, but she died in giving birth when she was 30. No flying doctor then, just a gentle old black gin. But it's nearly over now, and now I'm easy. She left me with two sons and a daughter. and a bone dry farm whose soil cried out for water. So my care was rough and ready, but they grew up fine and steady. But it's nearly over now, and now I'm easy. My daughter married young and went her own way. My sons lie buried by the Burma Railway. So on this land I've made me own, I've carried on alone. But it's nearly over now, and now I'm easy. City folks these days despise the cocky, say with subsidies and all we've had it easy. But there's no drought or starving stock on a Seward suburban block. But it's nearly over now, and now I'm easy. For nearly 60 years I've been a cocky. Of droughts and fires and floods I've lived through plenty. This country's dust and mud have seen my tears and blood. But it's nearly over now, and now I'm easy. And now I'm easy.
That was I'm Easy by Eric Boggle. And I do think of that song sometimes. Sometimes, and I look back on things that didn't work out in the past, or things that used to bother me a little bit that don't bother me so much anymore. I feel like that I'm easy. But not always. Now, next up, to change the mood, here's something a lot lighter and fun. W.C. McCall is an American country singer, and he did a song called Convoy, which was a big hit and I loved. And it was a trucker song about CB radio. You may remember it. But this one is also about truckers, and it's called Wolf Creek Pass. And it's W.C. McCall telling a story of riding in the truck in the van hauling chickens and going over Wolf Creek Pass on the Great Divide. So have fun.
Me and Earl was hauling chickens on the flatbed out of Wiggins, and we'd spent all night on the uphill side of 37 miles of hell called Wolf Creek Pass, which is up on the Great Divide. And we was sitting there sucking toothpicks and drinking knee-highs and onion soup mix, and I says, Earl, let's mail a card to Mother and then send them chickens on down the other side. Yeah, let's give them a ride.
Wolf Creek Pass, way up on the Great Divide, trucking on down.
Well, Earl put down his bottle, mashed his foot down on the throttle, and then a couple of boobs with 1,000 cubes and a 1948 Peterbilt screamed alive. We woke up the chickens. We roared up off of that shoulder, spraying pine cones, rocks, and boulders, and put 400 head of them Rhode Island Reds and a couple of burnt-out roosters on the line. Look out below, 'cause here we go.
Wolf Creek Pass, way up on the Great Divide.
Well, we commenced trucking, and them hens commenced a clucking. Then Earl took out a match and scratched his pants and lit up the unused half of a dollar cigar and took a puff. Says, my, ain't this pretty up here? I says, Earl, this hill can spill us. You better slow down, you gon' kill us. Just make one mistake and it's the pearly gates for them 85 crates of USDA-approved cluckers. You want to hit second?
Wolf Creek Pass, way up on the Great Divide, trucking on down the other side.
Well, Earl grabbed on the shifter and he stabbed her into fifth gear, and then the chromium-plated, fully illuminated, genuine accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. I says, you want to screw that thing back on, Earl? He was trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off of his cigar and dropped on down, sort of rolled around, and then lit in the cuff of Earl's pants and burned a hole in his sock. Yeah, sort of set him right on fire. I looked on out of the window and I started counting phone poles going by at the rate of 4 to the 7th power. Well, I put 2 and 2 together and added 12 and carried 5. I'm up with 22,000 telephone poles an hour. I looked at Earl and his eyes was wide, his lip was curled and his leg was fried, and his hand was froze to the wheel like a tongue to a sled in the middle of a blizzard. I says, Earl, I'm not the type to complain, but the time has come for me to explain that if you don't apply some brake real soon, they're gonna have to pick us up with a stick and a spoon. Well, Earl reared back, cocked his leg, stepped down as hard as he could on the brake, and the pedal went clear to the floor and stayed right there on the floor. And it says it's sort of like stepping on a plum. Well, from there on down, it just wasn't real pretty. It was Hairpin County and Switchback City. One of them looked like a can full of worms. Another one looked like malaria germs. Right in the middle of the whole damn show was a real nice tunnel, now wouldn't you know. The sign says clearance to the 12-foot line, but the chickens was stacked to 13-9. Well, we shot that tunnel in 110 like gas through a funnel and eggs through a hen. We took that top row of chickens off slicker and the scum off a Louisiana swamp. Went down and around and around and down. We run out of ground at the edge of town. Bashed into the side of the feed store in downtown Pagosa Springs.
Wolf Creek Pass by W.C. McCall. Well, here we go, changing moods again. This is How Can I Keep From Singing by Judy Collins. And I think it's an important recording. First of all, I think it shows Judy Collins at her best, or certainly near her best. She was a very popular singer, did a lot of wonderful songs. I saw her in concert a few times. But there's no catching, there's no explaining or describing what she's doing, the kind of thing she does in this song. This is the work of a master singer who knows what to do with her voice and how to milk the words and the tune and everything else. The song itself is How Can I Keep From Singing. It's a very important song to me. It's come up several times in my life, and it expresses the thought that no matter how bad things are, If you feel good about the way you lived your life and the way your friends are living their lives, you can't keep but singing, even if you're in prison, as one of the verses says. So, this is Judy Collins' rendition of How Can I Keep From Singing.
Hear the truth, it liveth.
That was How Can I Keep From Singing by Judy Collins. And I love that philosophy. I love what it says. Well, we have time for just a portion of another tune. It's one of my favorite banjo pieces. It's by Mary Cox, who was the Florida State champion banjo player. And it's called The Wind That Shakes the Barley. I know a singing version of this song, but I can hardly connect the two, connect the tunes of the two. This is Mary Cox on the banjo. That was a snippet from The Wind That Shakes the Barley by Mary Cox playing Frailing Banjo. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. We're FM 90.7. You can also find us streaming if you go to ehc.edu. Also, I want to add that I'll find out who's listening out there. I recently set up a Minecraft server for Abingdon kids, at least some kids, and only a few of the people I've asked have chosen to be part of it. So if you have a child or a grandchild who might want to play Minecraft on a local server, which I will manage, I'm the dictator there, have them email me at hbaya, H-B-A-Y-A, at ehc.edu. That's Emory Henry College, ehc.edu. So hbaya at ehc.edu. If there are any kids out there who would like to play Minecraft, if I get a lot, I can't let them all in. I'll be surprised if I hit any response to this. Anyway, you've been listening to Wombats and Music, and this is your host, Harry Bye, and I want to encourage you to do what I ask you to do every week. Please celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.